Now, as the practitioners begin to feel their feeling, and the energy is moving through their bodies and into the woman's body, what we see on the ultrasound screen in terms of Western medicine is a miracle. Because in real time, in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds, under 3 minutes, the seemingly inoperable terminal condition of this bladder cancer disappears. It no longer exists. And when I asked the teacher that I was working with, when I asked him about how frequently this is done and the success rate, what he shared with me was that bladder cancers apparently are common in this part of China, and that when people who have undergone this process follow up with the kinds of things that they've been taught, the life-affirming ways to nourish their body, to breathe, life-affirming movements, the success rate for this kind of procedure is over 90% after 3 years. So it's a relatively high success rate for something like this, and extremely high when we consider that Western science felt that this was an inoperable cancer. So when I share the video of the healing, the woman in the medicineless hospital with live audiences, I'm often asked a number of questions, and you may very well have some of these questions in your mind now. One of the questions people asked me, and I actually asked the gentleman that shared the video with me, was as to whether or not the woman undergoing the healing could have performed the healing on herself, if it was necessary for the other practitioners to be in the room with her. And when I first asked the gentleman that actually created the video, when I asked him this question, what he said was, he said, in all probability, the woman probably could have performed this healing on herself. However, there's something very interesting about us humans, in that we seem to feel more confident and to perform better when we're supported by others around us. When we're supported by others who believe what we believe and who are participating. And from the perspective of science, it makes tremendous sense, because it is the belief and the support of others that creates what researchers call the resonant field within the mind of God, the field where the conversation between our bodies and the stuff our world is made out of are actually being affected. So you might think about this in your life. You know in your mind, you know in your heart, that you have the answers to questions from your colleagues, maybe in a staff meeting or a board meeting or in a classroom. You know that you have the ability to perform functions and carry out ideas by yourself. How often have you held back in your life from offering the uniqueness of your perspective because that little doubt lingered? And how often have you felt more empowered by sharing those ideas with others and then as a group going forward with those ideas? I think it's interesting to see that the way that we work, the way that we implement these ideas in our lives. The gentleman that shared this information, his name was Luke Chin. And I wanted to be sure and mention both his name and from the perspective of the medicineless hospital, the practitioners that I've been referring to are practitioners of a tradition called Qigong. And this is a very specific form of Qigong. Now, I mention this to honor the source and where the information came from on the one hand. And on the other hand, what I know is that the Qigong practitioners were participating in a tradition of feeling in their bodies and moving the energy in their bodies in relationship to that feeling. And that is a tradition that is also shared through many yogic traditions, through martial arts traditions, through Reiki, hands-on healing, touch for health, a number of other alternative healing technologies. So while this particular example, and this video is a very, very poignant, very graphic example of how powerful our internal technology is, we do see these principles embodied in a number of other non-traditional healing techniques as well.